Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 94.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. This is going to be episode number 94. In this episode, I'm going to be kind of debunking the myths on modes and showing you how to implement modes so you can improve your improvisation. So many people are still asking us about the use of modes, right? It's great that they learn modes, but how do you actually use them, right? How do you use them to improvise with? Well, I'm going to be talking about all of that in today's episode and go over an analysis with you on Autumn Leaves. Now, you can get the analysis and the accompanying modes and scales in the improv solo that we've used the modes with at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast94, and you can download those practice materials. So Jazz Piano School in general, I mean, we're building a lot. We're adding some more blog writers. A lot of free content is happening, right? And I've been talking about that. And at the same time, we're also kind of building different types of ways to learn. And we're going to have a teacher portal coming out. We have a new JPS 2.0 redesign with a dashboard. There's a lot of great things going on in Jazz Piano School to look out for. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. I mean, for any teachers listening, we're going to be having a teacher portal soon to use the resources of Jazz Piano School for schools and teaching. We have some schools using the education already to supplement what they're doing, but it's going to be much more involved with being able to track the students' progress and things like that. So that's really exciting. I'm really helpful. We can give back to the community in that way and help, you know, institutions, private teachers with their teaching of jazz piano in general. And also, I mean, we're going to be kind of going into kind of certifications or skill building for teachers in order to use different parts in order to kind of help move or guide a student through the Jazz Piano School process using our curriculum. So that's on the horizon as well. But those are just kind of a couple items to keep in mind down the road. But let's dive into this episode where I'm going to kind of talk about modes in Autumn Leaves, talk about how to use them and use them in improv. So let's dive right in. So with this with the modes, right? What we're going to be doing here is we want to use modes to improvise with. And so many people say, Brendan, you know, how do we use the modes to improvise with? Well, a mode is just a scale, obviously, right? If I have a C major chord, my mode is going to be the Ionian scale, or the Ionian mode, rather. Now, all a mode is it's saying that those notes connect with that harmony. And so the number one question that I get asked is, well, that's a scale. How do we turn that into improv? Well, there's two major factors that separate the mode from improvisation, okay? The mode tells you the notes that connect to the scale. Okay, great. I know that these notes connect to the scale. In order to use a mode for improv purposes, we take on another approach. And that approach is something I've talked about on Jazz Piano School Podcast a lot through a lot of the episodes. And that's the use of hitting chord tones on downbeats while using the other notes besides the chord tones to connect. So to what I mean by that? Well, here are our four chord tones, right? Now with our four chord tones, we have three middle notes in our mode as well, okay? Now, if I were to tell you to improv with these four chord tones, that's pretty simple. But that, right, isn't really jazz. It's not creating jazz. We need the three other notes to connect our chord tones. Otherwise, it sounds gappy, right? So instead of going, I can go. It sounds much better. And I've used two connecting notes within our mode to connect my chord tones. Now, if you didn't know your mode, you wouldn't know that the two connecting notes are D and F. You could connect, right, these two chord tones by using E flat or F sharp. So I might go. Now, is that possible? Absolutely. but those notes are not within our mode. And they're, that sounds okay because of different concepts that I'm not going to get into now, but those are half-step approaches, so it doesn't sound that bad either. But the main thing you want to know is that when you're playing within your mode and using the connections within your mode, you're going to be creating a certain type of sound. All right, so the Ionian mode creates a major sound. It's the major scale. Right, so if I'm soloing, and remember, my soloing approach isn't just using the scale. It's focusing my melodic motifs and my improv on using these chord tones and focusing my improv around the chord tones and then using the connecting notes within the mode to connect my chord tones, right? Okay, so that's what I'm doing when I'm soloing, and the use of the mode tells me my connection notes. Now, if I were on D minor 7, my Dorian mode, I'm now using D Dorian. So my chord tones are D, F, A, C. So I know I want to focus my solo on those chord tones. My connecting notes are going to be E and G. Right? So in order to solo, I would focus on my chord tones. Right? And I know that my connecting notes are E, G, and B because that's the mode I used, my Dorian mode. Right? So that's how I start to begin the use of modes. Now, the reason that the Dorian mode sounds different than an Ionian mode is due to the intervals that create the mode. So for my Dorian mode, I have a whole step and a half step, just for example. My Ionian mode, I have a whole step and a whole step. So the different intervals and placements, kind of like mathematics, right? The different intervals and where they're placed within your scale are going to create a different equation or sound that lends itself to a different atmosphere. The Dorian mode gives us a different atmosphere than the major scale, right? So here's my D major scale or D Ionian. Here's my D Dorian scale. Right, one's major, one's minor. It's a completely different sound, and that's what Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, knowing your modes gives you access to these colors. And these colors are going to allow you to create different atmospheres and moods and increase your soloing and improv repertoire. Now, again, you still may be asking, well, how do we switch back and forth? Well, the first thing you want to do is learn your modes and learn how they connect to the Roman numeral of the chord in a piece. So for example, in a 2-5-1, our 2 chord is going to get our Dorian mode. And again, for those of you who don't know modes, right, our Dorian mode is simply our C major scale from D to D because we're in the key of C. Okay, so we're only using notes from the key of C right now when analyzing this progression and using modes. All white notes, right? Now our 5-7 chord is going to be Mixolydian mode. And again, there's certain characteristics of the Mixolydian, of the modes that give them different characteristics. My Mixolydian mode has a flat 7 at the end. So it is a flat 7 at the end instead of a major 7, which would be a major scale. Now the reason it's not major is because we have a flat 7 or a half step interval at the end, which creates the Mixolydian sound, okay? So all the modes have different qualities and sounds and atmospheres based on the intervals that they contain, right? So if I play my C major scale from C to C, that's 1 set of intervals. If I play my C major scale from D to D, that's a different set of intervals. If I play my C major scale from E to E, their Phrygian mode, that's another set of intervals. So we have 7 different types of intervals combined to create different sounds. And we've named these modes or interval sets, combo sets, we've given them names. Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, had a brain freeze right there, and Locrian. Okay? So each one of those creates a different sound, a different feeling, right? So when using that, okay, You know, you can create different sounds and feelings. We'll get to that in a second. But anyway, we're on our Mixolydian mode. So the 7 here, right, is very important. That's a different interval that creates a different mode. And then finally, we are to the 1. Now, again, you may ask, well, what's the purpose if you play a C major scale from D to D and you play a C major scale from G to G? Isn't that the same thing? Well, yes, technically it is. But again, it's not about the notes you're playing. It's about the combinations of the intervals, which create different sounds and different moods, right? And sounds to our ear. If I go like this, right? And then I do that on G. Already, we have a major interval to start our scale off. Whole step, whole step. We land on a major third to start our scale off. So there's, and then for our Dorian mode, we have a minor third. So it's creating a lot of different types of components. And already, you know, within the chord as well itself, there's different intervals that make up the chord, and there's different intervals that make up the chord here. We have a major third and a minor third, just kind of like what I just explained. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes of modes that many people, hopefully what I'm explaining right now may not be, you know, may kind of be demystifying what modes are for. Now, again, how do we use them exactly if we know the notes, right? Well, again, our main approach is to focus on chord tones. So I want to focus on my chord tones, but I want to use the connection notes of my mode to link together my chord tones, right? Or something like that. Now, the one thing that we want to do to switch to our new chord tone, or excuse me, our new chord in our progression, is we want to move from one chord to the next chord and then land on a chord tone. So for example, if I'm playing over D minor 7, I'm going to be using my chord tones, again, focusing on chord tones, using the mode connectors to link together. Now, again, we want our beats to line up, or our downbeat to line up with a chord tone. So I stopped on G. Now, if I go to A or F, that's not going to be a chord tone. So I need to jump to maybe B, for example, to land on a chord tone. Right, so I landed on a chord tone. Now I use my new connection notes within my mode, A, C, and E. Right? So now we have that flat 7 up top. It really is a distinguishable sound. And then again, as we switch chords, we want to land on another another chord tone to resolve to the C major. I might do that. And again, I'm not getting into details right now of voice leading. There's a lot of different things that go into this that if you re-listen through the podcast, you'll be able to hear. But again, we want to practice our resolutions smoothly leading into our next chord. So instead of jumping like you see me doing, I used a skip there to hit a chord tone. Now, as you're starting out, that's completely acceptable, but you'll want to work on different sets of resolutions. And your resolutions are going to be voice leading into the chord. So instead of jumping, we plan out our resolution in order for it to be smooth. So we make our jump happen sooner. Now, how much more calming and resolving did that feel than my other one? A lot, right? And now there's a whole science behind this, and that's dealing with approach notes. And again, this is more intermediate improv. But the way you want to start out first using the modes is just knowing the notes, right? Knowing your chord tones and knowing the notes within your mode, okay? Because that will tell you what connection notes you have. Now, here's a perfect example of modes and how they start to differ when you analyze tunes. Now, in order to find out your mode, you need to analyze a tune. And the tunes analyzation process is a whole different ball game. This requires a lot of theory knowledge, right? And by analyzing a tune and finding out what Roman numerals chords take, then you'll know what mode to play with that chord. So Autumn Leaves is a very well-known tune. It starts off with a 2-5-1, right? C minor 7 to F7. B flat major, and then we go to E flat major. So People will say, oh, it's in the key of B flat major. It's the key of G minor. For analyzation purposes, I'm going to say it's in the key of B flat major to start out with. All right. Even though they're the same, right? They take on the same principles. It's a relative minor key is G minor. So with this 2-5-1 in B flat, we have C minor going to F7, going to B flat major, going to E flat major, right? 7. If I were to analyze this, I would say we have a 2 chord in the key of B flat, 2, okay, going to 5, going to 1, and then going to E flat major. Now, E flat major is the 4 chord in B flat major. Now, why is that important? Why is that analysis portion important? Well, the 4 chord, this is a major chord, and the 1 chord is also a major chord. So if you were going to solo over this, just using your major scale, you're going to be missing a component of that the mode gives you. I can definitely solo over B flat using my B flat major scale. Now, E flat is still in the key of B flat, but if you were to use your E flat major scale, you would now be in the key of E flat. You wouldn't be playing in the key of B flat anymore. And that's taking away from the tune because this chord is linked to the progression that's in the key of B flat, right? C, F, B flat, E flat. That E flat major 7 is still in the key of B flat. So to play E flat major scale over that, you're not essentially playing correct components to the tune. Now, can you do it? Absolutely. You can do whatever you want in jazz, essentially. But again, you're kind of missing out on the concept that the composer wanted to write into the tune. I mean, they wrote that for a specific purpose. If you want to play what you want to play, and you could, I mean, that's what writing your own tunes is for and stuff like that. And not to say you can't do that anyway, of course. I mean, if you want to play E flat major, change the key, maybe you do so, right? But we're just still learning the basics here. So the 4 chord, if you know your modes, you can definitely, if you don't, definitely go back and review them, is going to be our Lydian mode. Now, our Lydian mode takes on a certain set of intervals like I was talking to you about before. And the one of the major things or intervals that happens within our Lydian mode gives us a sharp 11. Now, because we're still in the key of B flat, instead of going to A flat, we go to A natural because this keeps us in our key of B flat. This note right here. Now, to your ear, you may say, well, it doesn't sound good, right? Well, it may not yet, but you have to give yourself a chance to use that note. Now, that's a Lydian texture, and Lydian is sharp 11, right? So we're playing an E-flat Lydian scale, right? The Lydian mode in the key of B-flat. So if I analyze this, I'd put the C minor as a 2, the F7 as a 5, the B-flat as a 1, in E flat major as a 4 chord. It's the 4 major 7, and it would get the Lydian mode. So when I'd go to solo over this, instead of playing the A flat over top of this, which is going to sound kind of strange, right, and take us out of the key of B flat, I'm going to play an A natural, which will leave us in the key of B flat and connect this progression to the last 3 chords I just played, right? So I'll be soloing, focusing on my chord tones, but still I can place an emphasis around this A natural now. So it gives us a different atmosphere, a different feeling. Now, when I played it like that, you're probably like, oh, that doesn't sound that bad, right? It sounds kind of good. And that's using the Lydian mode. And by doing that, again, I'm tacking on this last chord into this progression, which it wants to be in. 2-5-1-4, which is our Lydian mode. And again, if you play an E-flat major scale, that chord is no longer connected to the last 3 chords we played. You're completely taking it outside the key. So that's why it's so important to know your modes and know the scales and use them for improv. Now remember, again, we're not just soloing with our mode, like going up and down the scale. Again, our approach for improv starting out is using our chord tones as a focus, but then using the other connecting notes as connectors. And again, in this case, we can use this sharp 11 as a kind of a focal point as well. But again, I'm sticking to my chord tones to practice landing on downbeats and using my other connecting notes within my mode to connect my chord tones. Now, again, if I were playing an A flat here, because let's say I didn't know my modes or I didn't think they were important or I didn't understand how to use modes and I was just soloing with an E flat scale, it'd sound like this. And again, it doesn't necessarily sound bad, but you're playing in the key of E flat. You're not playing in B flat anymore. So you'd be playing C minor 7, F7, B flat major. That would be your progression in B flat. Then you'd be playing a different chord, kind of like by itself on an island, in the key of E flat. You'd be playing E flat major just by itself, soloing. And that would be your addition to the tune that was written by someone. So you're not essentially playing what they wrote or intended. Now, again, there are lots of situational moments because it is jazz, right? You can create what you want on the spot. So if you did want to make that like an E flat chord, as long as you knew you were doing it with a purpose and not just guessing, then absolutely. I mean, you have the composers wrote tunes for us to make our own. So if that's what you wanted, then go for it, you know. But as long as you know what you're doing with your reharm and your purposes of your improvisation. So hopefully this kind of helped with your modes. Now, again, in the cheat sheet, which you can get at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast94, the practice materials, we're going to have the minor modes here, which I talked about in the previous two episodes. For G minor, right? What modes to use over there. And again, I've talked about that in the previous two episodes, but hopefully this kind of debunked a little bit about modes and how to use them. And again, just remember, when using the modes, we're not essentially just playing the scale. It's more to know the notes that are in the scale that are going to be important to the harmony. Our main improvisational approach we'll always take is to focus on the chord tones, use the connection notes within the mode to connect our chord tones. But we still want to focus our improv with the chord tones, excuse me, and then switch as the harmony switches and land on a new chord tone with new connection notes within the mode. All right? Hopefully that helped. I'll see you guys in the next episode. And until then, happy practicing.